You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
I'd like to help you, Dr. Yes, I really, really would, but the din in my head, it's too much and it's no good. I'm standing in a window tunnel, shouting through the water, and I'd like to give you information, asking for help.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show. I am your host, Dave Hodges, joined by Katie Whalen, whose health segment, which is going to be filled with surprises, will be in the third hour. Well, we have a blockbuster show for you tonight. We're going to get to it in just a minute with our very special guest, Steve Quayle. And Joseph Meyer will also be joining us at the end of the third hour to talk about the economic impact of Brexit. I'm sure Steve and I will get into that, too. And you heard in the opening there that our opening song, Mad as Hell, Not Going to Take It Anymore. Yeah, I'm to the boiling point, and we'll get into some of that. UN troops on our soil, you name it, folks. It's all coming at us at once. Well, first of all, I want to just mention Austin Brower, good friend of our family, the Brower family, whose dad's always been there for me when I've been sick. He's helped me every way he possibly can. His son Austin still needs your prayers for his health condition. And I just want to remind you, too, that we have a working relationship with Health Masters because they have done so much for the Hodges family. And right now, any product you order, there's 5% off the total order. That's right, limited time only, this week only. So go to healthmasters.com and take 5% off. The coupon code is DAVE5. Again, the coupon code is DAVE5. And after you listen to the show tonight, you're going to want to run out if you don't already have survival food. All I'm going to say is best price, best quality. Do it now. We're running out of time. Numana.com/Hodges. Again, go to my website, numana.com/Hodges. And also, we're proud to be sponsored by ReadyMadeResources.com and my very good friend Bob Griswold, prepper extraordinaire. He's got a great water filtration system and night vision. And you need night vision, folks. If society breaks down and you've got the wolf at the door, you need your night vision. And I will tell you something Bob told me. He said that it's going to be very difficult to get night vision in a couple of weeks until October. That's how back-ordered they are. So go to readymaderesources.com, and then you can call Bob in the morning at 1-800-627-3809. That's 1-800-627-3809. And again, I am not an official sponsor of Seen.life, but I believe in Seen.life because I hate Facebook. And our new people coming into the movement, courtesy of our efforts in the independent media and Donald Trump, they need a place to commiserate, a place to share, a place to grow. No censorship. I'm just telling you, it's the place to be. Don't go to Facebook. Go to Seen.life. Register, and you can do whatever you want on there as long as you're not threatening people and publishing pornography. Well, that leads us up to our guest and what he brings to the table. And I am a proud sponsor of Renaissance Precious Metals, from my good friend Steve Quayle, and you hear me talk about it on here every single week. It's my hedge against inflation, but more importantly, if what is going to happen is going to happen, what I think is going to happen is going to happen, you're going to need the plan to survive coming out the other side. Your dollar is not going to be worth anything on the other side. Your cash is soon going to be worthless. Convert as much as you can while keeping working capital in your bank. Go to Precious Metals. And best place I found, and I'm a happy customer, go to Steve Quayle, Renaissance Precious Metals. Call, I don't know if they have anybody on duty right now, I'll ask Steve, but it's 406-486-4842. That's 406-486-4842. And Dave Hodges is a very happy customer. Well, Steve, that kind of wraps up our intro here. We've got full and clear sailing until the end of the hour. And I want to welcome you to the show And man, oh man, did you pick a week to come on. Things are happening faster than I can keep up with. Where would you like to start?
Well, first of all, Dave, let me correct the phone number. Our phone number is 406-586-4842. And one more time, 406-586-4842. And also, people can, you know, today there's so much nervousness around the country. People are emailing me saying, can I get into the market now, meaning right now. After our show, I'll be up for an hour, but they can email me at steve777 at stevequayle.com if they're ready to buy the metals, because here's the thing. This thing now is panicking, and just put metals purchase in the subject line, metals purchase. It's really tough, Dave, to get people to operate in their own best interests, especially when this is the generation that can't read the handwriting on the wall, let alone spot the wall. And, you know, I started putting some thoughts down for tonight's show, and I coined a term, and I think everyone who knows what's going on will identify with this. Those, read what I wrote. Those suffering from reality avoidance syndrome are soon to be rudely awakened. The ultimate, now listen to this, the ultimate test and trial is upon us, and if you are no longer, in which you are no longer a spectator, but soon to be collateral damageized participants. Collateral damageized. Now, obviously, that's not a correct word, but since nobody pays attention anymore to English, we'll just go with our own words. The Brexit, I want to make something clear. There are some people, even very, very, you know, outspoken conservatives, that thinks that think, forgive me, that this is just the blowback of the conservative elements in Europe and Britain, whether it carries over to the Netherlands, Germany, France, whatever. But, ladies and gentlemen, I want to put everybody back into perspective of one of the chief statements of the New World Order globalist Luciferian elite is simply this: order out of chaos. The Economist magazine showed the rising of the Phoenix, and at its feet were burning U.S. currency. We're watching people across the world being raped, pillaged, and plundered. And when the people begin to get a voice, people think, well, you know what? Now we're going to take it back. I believe, Dave, this whole thing was engineered by them. I believe the bottom line is when they can no longer steal, plunder, pillage, or absolutely rape in the financial realm, then it's time for them to crash it and introduce the ultimate crash, meaning the world's financial system, and, you know, introduce the most draconian, biblically evil financial system in the world. Their motto, order out of chaos, let everyone understand that. That doesn't mean the reestablishment of the United States of America. I'm on record as saying there's no political solution to a spiritual problem. However, I believe, and I've been on, the talk radio since that Trump announced his running for the president, and I said, I believe God is going to use Donald Trump. In effect, he's going to be the prosecuting attorney. And a lot of people, I mean, I don't know if you're getting it, Dave, but I think you had to excuse yourself from 90 people arguing over Donald Trump. You know, I got this email, and I think I saw your name on it, and I said, take me off. But here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen. God used King Cyrus, who obviously wasn't a Christian. God used Nebuchadnezzar, who was not a Christian. The history of the world is filled with men, whether they're kings, potentates, princes, military figures, that even though they don't know, acknowledge, or worship the true God of heaven, they still can be used by God. I believe that Donald Trump is basically laying out the cause, Dave, and the actions that God is going to take when he judges this nation. Let's just look at the military. Is in total disarray. And by the way, in 2008, 2009, you wrote stories on it. Obama wanted a civilian military under his command and control that he said would be equal or greater than U.S. military. Remember those articles you wrote?
Absolutely, yes.
And so now, ladies and gentlemen, on the front of Drudge today, left-hand column as of a half an hour ago, drudges carrying the United Nations military vehicles. Now, Dave, I got a let's just say this, a permanent resident of the Lake of Fire. He called himself G.I. Joe with a nameless email. I responded. Obviously, it came back undeliverable mail. And all I can say is that what kind of fools the disinformation people be. First of all, the presence of the United Nations in the United States has been documented for years. This poor soul that basically, I think he was just birthed in the cauldrons of hell and came into this world to, you know, finally deny everything that he's been seeing around him. The people don't understand what the administration has defined as terrorists. You wrote articles, I wrote articles, was on Alex Jones. Alex took on the MIAC report, all the different Justice Department reports. And so, ladies and gentlemen, let me make it easy. We are under total control now by people who hate Jesus, who hate America, who hate this country, who hate the what God has joined together, let no man put asunder. And by the way, we're gonna watch certain individuals reap what they've sown in that realm. We've got a completely divorced from reality general population. Now, people realize things, Dave, are tough. Obviously, Ross Perot stated it when he ran for president. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, the reason he withdrew, and I talked to a couple of people that were under Papa Bush's administration, is because he was going to be killed. And when that didn't work against him, then they started threatening his family. So yes. Ross Perot made a statement, and I think it still stands today, that giant sucking sound you hear are jobs and people's basically futures leaving the country. The importing of all of these, quote, aliens. What we don't get, Dave, is that this is the part of a battle plan. And whether people want to admit it or not, Albert Pike, Mazzini letter, whether it was written by Pike or Mazzini is irrelevant. The blueprint was stated almost 100 and some years ago, and now we're watching it play out, that they would turn the Jews, the Christians, the Muslims, they called them Mohammedans, against each other. And when everyone has killed everybody off, they will bring about the pure doctrine of Lucifer. And that is attributed, by the way, to the very man who wrote Morals and Dogma, and the thing is Albert Pike. So here's what most people cannot put into their head. They cannot embrace the supernatural evil realm of total control of the planet. This is not a fight between the Republicans and the Democrats. I mean, good night, it's just self-opposition. They're one and the same thing anymore. But it's the ultimate fight for men's souls, for countries that will either walk in the ways of the Lord or walk away from the ways of the Lord. And I think that people had better realize that now everything is in play. There's no longer can we say, Dave Hodges, or me, Steve Quayle, that the day will come. The day is here. The day is now. And we all heard Matt Drudge's, and if you haven't, it was a classical, I would say probably the most prescient conversation on air that Alex Jones had with Matt Drudge. When Matt Drudge said he was talking to a Supreme Court justice in the days of us, Dave Hodges, me, Alex, all of those of us who are out there, I'm not just saying we're the only ones, I'm just using us as examples, will be silenced. And I want to ask people this. What is your personal flashpoint? I posted, Dave, an alert from a federal law enforcement officer who's very high ranking and very, very much loves Jesus, but he's tougher than nails, okay? I mean, I'm telling you this, the guy's tough, and his resume reads like, something out of a fiction book. The point being, meaning that it is so amazing how God kept him alive through all the firefights and everything else. But he wrote about parents keeping eyes on their kids. And did you address yet, Dave, the situation that happened in Twin Falls, Idaho?
I didn't address it specifically, but we mentioned it once on the show, but I have not written about it. No, but I'm aware of it.
Well, okay. Well, in the meantime, the U.S. attorney for the state of Idaho basically threatened anybody writing about it and was more concerned with people writing about it than the crime that was committed against that little girl. And that's in the World News, WorldNet Daily article. I put it up on my website. So here's the thing. The ability to freely speak is just about finished. The ability to freely think is just about beyond your control, because when they get the equivalent of Skynet up and brain mapping and neural implantation of a radio identity, meaning that you're going to be pre-programmed, you're going to be numbed, dumbed, and delivered unto death. You know, people say, well, that's fear-mongering. Listen, you can't go to even the front page of Drudge anymore, which I consider, you know, most of the time very tame, and not see about chimeras and the combination human-animal hybrids and the end of mankind and all the grandiose plans for mankind, the people that want to destroy mankind, the people want to substitute robots. Oh, just one problem. The robots are already experiencing robot revolution. When you program them, guess what? There's something supernatural taking place in the realm of evil. And I don't know if people recognize this issue, but living things can become animated, they can become demon-possessed. So while everybody thinks that, you know, a robot is subject to data in, data out, and giving it its rules for existence and doing no harm to humans, well, if people understood the lateness of the hour, now the even Elon Musk and others are warning about this. Well, the lateness of the hour demands that warnings are only good as if people pay attention. Because what's happening, Dave, and this is what's critical, is if you sum it all up, every headline, everything you write stories about, everything I talk about on the radio, it's pointing to this climax where evil is going to make its final push for world domination and world destruction. And the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse in Revelation chapter 6, you better read that, everyone, because what's going to become obvious and will become very obvious is that these supernatural entities that are having their willing lackeys on earth participating with them will not be happy until they destroyed every last man, woman, and child. Yet God's going to stop them, but still the book of Revelation indicates that two-thirds of the planet are going to just simply disappear before Jesus comes. I'm talking lives. I'm not talking land mass or ocean mass. So I think that we're at the time right now with what's happened with Brexit. I'm astonished, Dave, at some of the emails I'm getting of people, you know, kind of like cheerleading, and they should cheerlead. It's a great thing, but remember, the elite are going to crash the global system on purpose to bring about their one world government, their one world currency, and their one world religion. There's an introduction.
Yeah, I'm going to be writing about that tomorrow and focusing a lot on what's happening in Germany. They seem to be wanting to hold the EU together, but I think they're going to be one of the next ones to leave, and I'll get into that tomorrow. But, Steve, one of the things, too, that I totally agree with you. For every action, there's an opposite and equal reaction. And there was jubilation in my heart when I heard that Brexit was passed, but on the other side of the coin, we've only seen the beginning. People are really naive enough to believe that because a vote was taken, that they think the globalists are going to lay down and just respect the rule of law, and that just is not going to happen.
Well, forgive me, what is the rule of law? We're seeing the man of lawlessness saying, number one, and by the way, that's a, you know, people have argued since the entity got in the White House whether he's the Antichrist or the seat warmer. I'm in the camp that he's a seat warmer. I believe when the Antichrist appears on the scene, that obviously he's going to appear with such lying signs and wonders. But look at everything in this country now. Somebody said, well, you guys ought to talk, and for you and I, meaning Dave and Steve, ought to talk about we're under Sharia Sharia law or Sharia law now. I said, good night, Chris. I said, we're not just under Sharia law. You've got everything in this country, whether it's the military, the intelligence. You have everything sympathetic to Islam, and you have everything antagonistic towards Christianity. Dave, you know, I think the people that are waiting to see visible signs of the takeover don't understand, as they say in the South, they've done been taken over already.
I would agree. One of the things when I look at Revelations and we talk about the Great War, Armageddon that's coming, I've always envisioned it as nation versus nation, but now I'm wondering if it isn't going to be the elite and their selected forces against the people who are going to rise up. Which do you think it's going to be?
Well, the word nation against nation is ethnos against ethnos, okay? And it's kingdom against kingdom. And it's interesting because in the book of Revelation, even the reign of Antichrist will be contested. And I think you're seeing that now by Vladimir Putin and China. They obviously know the United States and its allies, European allies and others, are the New World Order. And I think what's fascinating is we're told the kings of the East are going to resist the rise of Antichrist. And what's astonishing to me is the fact that, you know, you have President Putin, and look, let me make this clear. If somebody is a former communist or someone's a former American, now they're a traitor, if they speak the truth, it's not their categorization that's the issue, it's what's the substance of it. And I think Putin has told everybody what to expect. By the way, he's the only guy that I know that told Americans not to give up their guns. I put up a story tonight going back to 2015 about the United Nations having all their troops stationed in the country. Dave, how long have you written about that and fought with people over that?
Well, heavily in the last 3 years, but I first mentioned it in 2009.
Okay, so they won't believe their eyes as this, spawn of hell sent. And I'm sorry. You know what? Let's just grow the heck up, okay? If heck is a bad word to some of you, then you better just either grow a set or get your head out of the sand. Because we have people being murdered, butchered, slaughtered, the most inhuman acts of barbarism, and the band plays on. The people sit in pews listening to powerless sermons. Most of Christianity in America is powerless. They've denied Jesus Christ as Lord. The salt has lost its savor. And how do I know that? Because we have a preserving effect. Yet when you have fellowships of the brain dead exclusively centering around your best life is now, and absolutely, if you will, the equivalent of formerly pulpits may have at one point preached the true gospel, now they're preaching basically the love of self, not the denial of self. And self-love turns into narcissism, and narcissism, as we can see it playing out on Pennsylvania Avenue, becomes a power unto itself and ultimately leads in total destruction. Probably one of the things that most people don't know is just what a psychopath, but also a narcissistic psychopath that Nero was, or Caligula. You know, these guys not only fell in love with their own images, they basically fell in love with the power, because I was told by some very high-ranking and luminous a number of years ago that it's not about money, Steve. It's about the power. It's about who lives, who dies. I said, well, you guys are going to have a problem with that. I told one guy, and I really did, I said this. I said, how are you going to handle it when the God challenges you and your little godship, and all he has to do is put a bacteria so small upon your skin, and the fact that you think you're God, and oh, by the way, when's the last time you went to the bathroom? The point is that people are becoming insane, but they're also, I believe, the gates of hell are open, Dave, and that's not a figure of speech that Jesus used. It was a time-based prophecy of telling people what's going to happen, that basically all hell's going to open up, all entities that God chained, hid away from us, imprisoned, etc., now they're coming back. And it's kind of like the new Ghostbusters movie, and the fact that even the previous ones, I don't know where they were, 20 years ago or whatever, but there was always a supernatural element associated with it, of that which had once been locked up and contained, now being free. And it's here's the problem. You can rub this Aladdin's lap all you want, but the genie isn't going back into the bottle. And what most people are unaware of is that in basic Islamic theology, they're looking for their conquering hero, the Mahdi, to come back, and in order to bring him back, they must have a global nuclear war. Dave, help me to understand where the disconnect is. We're pushing for nuclear war against Russia. We've put people, meaning the United States, we've put troops on the borders of Russia. We've put anti-ballistic missile systems there. And we see everything that Victoria Nuland did in the whole situation with the Ukraine, lied to foment this whole mini war there. So ask yourself this, who has the most to gain? And you'll come right back to those in control of this country at this moment, because it is their mindset, it is their face set. And so when you have the heads of our military pretty much being having converted to Islam or sympathetic, when you have our intelligence converting to Islam or sympathetic, when you have the DHS at the head converting to Islam or sympathetic, the Attorney General, on and on and on and on. By the time you get through the whole cabinet, has there ever, now I'll challenge all you think that this is just, this is just fear porn, this is just fear mongering. Tell me anybody who's ever stood up for the Christians in the cabinet, in the military, who's active duty, or ask yourself this. Why did all of those admirals, generals, fleet officers, flag officers, higher level, who swore to protect this country against all enemies, foreign and domestic, why did they all go quietly into the night? Do you have an answer for that, Dave?
Well, I know what I know from a few that I've talked to. Actually, I've talked to two of them, to be exact. And they were told, you speak, we'll kill your family. That's what I've been told. Now, I can't speak for all 300-plus, Steve, that were shown the door by Obama, but I know about the two.
Yep.
What do you have on that?
Well, here's the deal. Well, it's the same thing, you know, and there are people that have families. There are those that have not the family. But here's what I think is even a bigger issue. Even those who, and many of those men and are Christians and stuff, but there comes a time when a nation's given over to judgment. And I think that's the thing that's the hardest for me, and I've wrestled in prayer with this. I've asked counsel from men of God that I respect, people that I know are prayer warriors, and I've asked myself, maybe you have too, and I say it this way, in my prayer life, I say, Lord, I want to be faithful, but does there come a time when they will no longer endure good, sound doctrine? Do they even care? Do they even want to know? Lord, have they made their decisions? Have they set their faces like flint? And, you know, I still wrestle with that every day, okay? I truly do. Because, again, I do what I do, contrary to my critics, because I want people to live and not be murdered and slaughtered, you know? And this is the thing that's fascinating. When you try and get someone broken out of their irresponsible position, that somehow, you know, a Marvel comic book figure is going to come to their behalf, totally fantasy, they will rather believe that than the God of heaven who spoke the worlds into existence by the sheer word of his power, absolutely historically documented miracles of Jesus resurrecting from the dead, and yet they hated him without a cause, and the whole world lying in the evil one. So this is what the battle's going, but I am simply astonished at how few people, Dave, maybe not get it isn't a fair question, but look to you to carry the torch, yet they're not willing to lift their arm and carry their own torch, okay? They want you to start something, and I'm talking in the exchange of ideas. They want this, they want that. But then they go back, they have another beer, they smoke another joint. By the way, I get people that, yeah, man, I listen to you in Hodges and I'm higher than a kite. You know? Well, one of these days your higher than a kiteness is going to bring you down into the earth in a reality check. So now we're just in a problem that I don't believe there are any natural answers for outside of being directed by God, you know? So that's my position. I think we continue on. You continue on until the Lord tells you you're done, you know?
That's correct, and that's exactly what I'm doing. I sit down every morning or every evening when I write, and I ask, you know, I will be done. And I try to use that as my guiding light, and hopefully I'm more right than I'm not, but... Steve, you raised a really good point about how do we move people from intellectual awareness to overt action. And I think you're right. It's going to take spiritual intervention because right now people are programmed in a learned helplessness mode that their actions can't make any difference. And they don't understand that one man takes a step forward and 1,000 follow him. You have a movement. But they don't see that. They just see their one tiny step. And why should I stick my neck out to get it chopped off? Because no one else is going to support me. And that's where I think we're at.
Well, here's the thing. You know, you do what you do it under the Lord. Isn't it amazing that the world says, take a selfie, buy a stick, put your camera on the selfie, and oh, by the way, just keep backing up until you back off a cliff, or keep watching your idiot phone. And by the way, I have an iPhone, and I carry it... 10% of the time I use a flip phone now, you know, and they walk into subway tracks, they walk into railroads, they walk in the street, get run over. But it's fascinating. The world says, love yourself, give yourself a group hug, blah, 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 self, self, self. And Jesus said, anybody that would find me, let him deny himself, take up his cross and follow me. Isn't that an interesting analogy, or if you will, a contrast? You know, here's something interesting. I'm getting a friend of mine says, tell Dave hi. I sent him the email, which was stupid, the F word mongers at bob.white from G.I. Joe. And I want to share this in real time. I think it will help people. Here's what this spawn of hell said. You idiots, they build the UN trucks there, then truck transport to shipping ports. Bunch of fear-mongering idiots, okay? Now, this is what my friend said, and these are real battle-hardened veterans. God bless all you guys. I won't even call out anybody's names because it's just too dangerous. So he said, yeah, and this is the one who just sent me and said, say hi to you. Yeah, right. That's why when I showed it to my guys that are with me on the special response team right now for training, that we all had a laugh because we read that comment and all said, yeah, but those vehicles are Bearcats, and they're located everywhere in the country. He is a moron and not in the know. So if you're a real service member, you know, G.I. Joe, basically, I guess when you use the word in front of the F word, mongers, I guess you're the one that looks like the stupid, we'll leave the other word open, and you're either a paid hack, a troll, or just a disgusting primordial thing that crawled out of the slime. Now, Dave, you know, people say, you shouldn't do that. You should be higher than that. Listen, pretty soon people are going to have to realize this, that embracing the bottom of the devil only makes the devil more, how should I say this, more secure in that how dumb are these people unto death. I coined a term, I'm sorry, but I did, duds, dumb unto death, okay? And now I think we're moving from dumb unto death to denial unto destruction. So, you know, the thing is that it's getting worse and worse and worse, and I used to tell a story, and I think it's true even at this point. It's like a guy who's at a wall, he's going to get shot with a firing squad. He basically thinks if he puts a blindfold over his eyes and starts singing a song that somehow he's not going to die. Well, guess what? We all know this. His voice goes silent. The hood becomes a cloud of red mist. And he's dead. That's how I see most of America. And I want to share this with you. Until the man of God says, and I think Franklin Graham has gone on record, God bless him, and a few others, until people repent, we can't stop what's going to happen that God has declared his judgment on. But here's where the disconnect comes, and I am absolutely seeing it on a basis I never thought it would even get to this level before, you know, we would be at war. The fact is that people do not want to move out of their complacency, their apathy, their indifference, their laziness, or their routine. You can call it normalcy bias, you can call it cognitive dissonance, you can call it a lot of stuff, but basically, as long as it's good today, who cares about tomorrow?
Well, I had a college professor who once said, Americans live for Friday. And he was using that to explain why we don't accomplish many of our long-term goals as individuals. And that goes to explain what you just are talking about right here. And you're absolutely right. Bury your head. But Steve, there's going to come the time when the trucks with the blue helmets are coming down your street. There's going to come that day in the midst of food riots where strangers are trying to come in through your front door. That's when I think a lot of people are going to wake up, and not until.
Well, and at that point, they'll either be dead or taken to camp. See, here's the deal. You and I, and everybody on talk radio, I know that, and listen, I can't believe how petty people are. They take Alex over on, they take me on over stuff. You know, can I just share one thing that's really important? I used to say, and I still say this, but maybe not with the same effect I should. If you understand the Third Reich, and I believe I've got a really good handle on the Third Reich. If you understand they never lost World War II, and Dave, you and I did a show on that. If you understand that their richest industrialists and pharmaceutical giants, bankers and financiers, they didn't go to the Geneva Convention. They didn't go to the Nuremberg War Trials. They all came to this country, you know, and had a jolly good time. And so the point that's really perplexing to me is that if you don't understand the root of evil, you can't deal with the fruit of evil. And it's the whole genetic drift away from being created as unique individuals out of the loving heart of God to absolutely establish a people. And by the way, angels are more powerful than we are at this point, but the point comes in time where God said, you've made man a little lower than the angels. And then Paul said, but know ye not that you're going to judge angels? That doesn't mean sentence angels, although it may mean being on the jury with fallen angels, but the whole point is this human creation. God made the most amazing entities in the universe. That's us. And when we fell, instead of just saying, move aside, Moses, because he did, I'm going to wipe them all out. And Moses, thank God, he was there saying, God, you can't do that because of your word. I tell people, if I'd been Moses, I'd say, let's do it. I'm sorry, but that's not right, okay? God obviously didn't put me in that spot, but it's we're at a point now, Dave, where the spiritual realm, we put up with the physical realm of evil, and we sit and watch the YouTube videos, or we watch the horrors of little children having their hearts ripped up. And I got to tell you something, even the picture of all those canine dogs being butchered, you know, basically euthanized, you know, and the company in America that got paid $9,900 a month for each dog, I started weeping when I saw those German shepherds, you know, and I think I put the article up where St. Francis said St. Francis of Assisi said, he who would be cruel to animals will be equally cruel to humans. Yes. And when you understand that Iran just basically is arresting dog owners and destroying their dogs and stuff, and you hear the heroics of these dogs and you see their pictures with medals and you talk to the guys that were canine handlers, there's a love relationship, there's a supernatural relationship where that dog will lay down its life and do anything to save its master's life. And I'll tell you what, I understand why Michael Savage got so furious when the government took those dogs away. So what what does that have to do with what we're talking tonight? These entities do not value human life. They hate human life. They're absolutely entrenched in this country. And, you know, people say, well, why is the Air Force only able to field 50% of its aircraft? Why are the Marines having such a problem? Why is the Navy's top ship shutting down? Why are, you know, why is the USS Stennis, an aircraft carrier, being targeted, which, by the way, the Navy denied, okay? Obviously, when a lock-on system goes into effect, whether you're in a fighter, an aircraft carrier, a destroyer, obviously there's an electronic signal set, and those type of things are saying, and China just flat out said, we're not afraid of you. The day of aircraft carriers projecting force is basically done away with by one hypersonic nuclear missile. One hypersonic nuclear missile, or a hypersonic nuclear torpedo. Or, if you want, you flip a switch with your electronic technology and things go bad. So what I'm saying is this. The military has been emasculated, and for the record, I've never been in the military. The military, and I have pledged the last 20 years of my life on talk radio to helping vets, okay? And not just with my words or being a cheerleader, and without going into detail, I walk the walk in that realm. I've even split up with friends who basically wouldn't make good on their commitment to help this brother, that brother. You know, can I help them all? No, but at least I made the effort to help whatever I could and whoever I could, still would do it today. But we're at the point now where at the end of the day, at the end of this radio broadcast, at the end of the evening, at the beginning of the morning, we absolutely have to understand we are under attack. We have to get right with the Lord. That means confessing our sin, asking Jesus to come into our life as personal Lord and Savior. And by the way, the greatest tragedy I know is this. The power of the gospel is in the person of Jesus Christ, the name of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, who is the gifter of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, is the one who lifts up Jesus Christ. And most people are settling, Dave, for a dead orthodoxy instead of a vital relationship with moment by moment. And I can tell you this, Pastor Langford and I, Doug Hagman, others, we've gone on his show for 5 or 6 weeks praising the Lord as Jehoshaphat did. And look, the people that couldn't see mocked it, scoffed at it, ha, 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 ha. They didn't get it. We saw and were warned by the Holy Spirit what's coming, and we were praying for God's people to be delivered. Could Dave Hodges be taken out tonight, tomorrow, the next day? Of course. Could I? Absolutely. But guess what? Until God says, come up, guys, I'm done with, you know, your work on earth is done, you know, we're here, and we got to do what God's called us to do.
No, I totally agree with you, and that's why I know I'm here for as long as I'm needed. And when I'm no longer needed, I'd rather not think about that. But Steve,
yep.
Where we're at right now, and you said something the last time you were on my show. You said, what we've talked about that is coming is no longer coming, it's here. And we look at financial decline, financial ruination of this country. Do we get to the end of the year? Are we even going to have an election?
I don't think so. I just don't see it, okay? The reason I say that, and look, the blessing I have is Dave, you know that it's other people that risk their life and limb and their fortunes to tell people what's really going on. When you see the movement of the military across this country, let me make this clear, you guys, everyone listening to this on radio land, and everyone listening around the world, these people don't play for broke. They play for keeps, okay? The idea that somehow you're just going to sit in your living room in your lazy boy, or I have another name, I won't say it on the radio, for those chairs, you know, the point being is that we're already being told that the end of freedom of speech is nigh at hand. We're already being told that if you call a murderer, that you can be imprisoned, and the guy that did the murder goes free. Can I tell you what I've been told, and I think that most people who live in the world of reality will back this up? when you have a preponderance of individuals in federal penitentiaries, if they happen to be, you know, blacks, they get recruited by the black Muslims, okay? This isn't a black statement. There are white Muslims, too. There are Latino Muslims. But the point is that all of these stories that we used to hear about warehouses full of guns, you know, people said that would never happen. What would never happen is the fact that what happens when all those, and I think it's 1,750,000, if somebody with the Bureau of Prisons wants to correct me, I'm just going by, you know, my memory. The point being, let's say close to 2 million people who fit that category, they get released, they're, let's say, taken and banned to warehouses, armed, and say, you know, you are now the army of Allah, go get them. Would you think that would have been believable had you not seen the thousands of career criminals released out of federal prison?
No, I wouldn't have, and I wouldn't have believed it just a couple of years ago. But when I'll tell you what really caused the worm to turn for me was when Loretta Lynch made a public announcement in the aftermath of the San Bernardino massacre by a member of ISIS, and she didn't express sympathy towards the families. She said, you know, if you use the term Muslim extremist, we're coming after you. That's when it became real for me.
Well, and that's been stated, according to WorldNet Daily, in the Idaho situation, you know. We're to the point, Dave, where what does it take? By the way, how did somebody, and maybe in the next hour we take a break, I can go find it in my voluminous email just for today, a man sent me the dream his little son had, and then somebody put the UN vehicles up on Drudge or something,
yes.
And the little boy said, Daddy, Daddy, that's who I saw in our driveway. Those are the things I saw with the evil men coming to get us.
I got that email, too.
Okay, so you know, and I'm not making it up. You know, the thing is that here's the thing: out of the mouth of babes, God has ordained praise. The Bible talks about that the children who come, the children and a child shall lead them. You know, the interesting thing is just as there's a generation that grew up that knew not Joseph, and obviously persecuted the Jews in Egypt. Well, they were Hebrews at that point, but the deal is that now there's a whole generation of people that, you know, they think that they've got to have a sandbox in the local corner of the university that's a safe zone. And I'm on record as saying, I think they should be given adult diapers. I think they should be given Prozac dip binkies, okay? I think they should be given pillows and let them fight each other off and then serve them chocolate ice cream, you know what I'm saying, and let them sit in their dirty diapers, sucking their Prozac binky as the world gets ready to do away with them. Because guess what? You know, if they want to play in a sandbox, cats play in a sandbox. Little children do too, but they grow up. Evidently, now the idea is to put all of the collegiate liberals into sandboxes and to safe zones. Good night. They better not get in a car. They never get on an airplane. They shouldn't open the door. Maybe for their sake, they should quit breathing. Because, again, we're in such a nightmare situation. And I just absolutely want people to get it. And look, it's like food, okay? We're in the drought. I was, you know, astonished to see Phoenix, I think, hit 121, Vegas hit 117, but some of these records were broken. It's one thing to be in Death Valley and hit 120 or 121. It's another thing when you're right at the point of inception where if people can't put two and two together, the biggest issue is drought equals famine, famine equals disease, disease equals death. You can still buy food. Yeah, but it's filled with glyphosate. And it's also genetically altered, and also you're turning into a mutant. So laugh while you can with the human voice, because pretty soon that will be taken away from you. Or high fructose corn sugar or corn syrup. You know, here's the deal. We've been genetically altered by the water we drink. Did you ever think, Dave, that the pharmaceutical companies knew exactly what they were doing when they created birth control pills and all of the urine that went into the public water systems would have the chemical emasculation effect that it's had on the American males over all these years? Actually, decades?
Yeah, to answer your question, short answer for me, yes. And when I wrote about it and I called it Toilet to Tap, no one
great
wanted
title.
To listen. Yeah, no one wanted to listen, Steve, when I wrote it. I probably need to break that out and rerun that because there's so much more scientific evidence now. But I was scorned when I wrote that article, despite having documentation.
Well, again, and not only that, it gets worse, okay? 25 years ago, I talked about excreted pharmaceuticals. It wasn't just the xenoestrogens or the estrogen compounds. It was everything. I mean, you got a sewer mixing bowl, and even though you can take out the E. coli in water and you can take out different pathogens, you still can't get rid of that. So the mullahs come on the scene, and they start making statements like this. America has lost its fertility rate. That's absolutely correct.
Yes.
Basically mocking the sperm count. You know, it's interesting. I'll make a statement. The sperm count went down in America as the illiteracy rate rose dramatically. The masculinity. Come on, do you really think ROTC military guys need red high heels, or I don't know what they're called, but an apron that makes you sympathize with a pregnant woman? Do you really think that that women are meant to be in the trenches? Now, it's different if you're, fighting for your life and stuff, but what's happened? The morale of the military has been so compromised, you can believe, the average person listening to this cannot believe some of the psychological duress that our fighting men are under, you know? They're being lectured more on how to get along with the 31 flavors of now defined human beings. It used to be male and female. That was pretty easy. And I said, I don't even want to go with the 31 version, you know. Number one, I'm too non-sequential. But here's the gist of it. Confusion. The Bible says God is not the author of confusion. Then who is? Devil. You know, you can demoralize, and here's the thing. All warfare is based on an implied morality, the implied right to fight for your values, your language, your culture. The only guy I see that's really out there fighting for his borders, language, and culture is Vladimir Putin. And I'll get emails saying, you're a sympathizer. No, I'm telling you the truth. If Putin tells the truth, I'm going to stand by his statement. He's telling the truth. If your government wants to take your guns away, which they do, isn't it interesting? Not one jihad training camp has ever been raided or any guns taken away. I got to tell you, now we've got stabbings and chaos in California, I think Sacramento or someplace. They're calling it a Nazi mega rally. Notice how the Nazis themselves will blame the Nazis, yet they're behind the scenes paying off everybody, okay? So where does that leave us tonight? First of all, Brexit. Let me just encapsulate this. Brexit was an inside deal. We got eyewitnesses that the lights stayed on in the City of London way into the night and into the early morning. The City of London is a separate entity. It's like the Vatican in Rome. It's not under the British government. People were trading and making $100 billion bets. They did a really good job of keeping that news out of the market. Most everybody didn't believe that the Brits would exit from the Brexit. The reason why it was allowed, Dave, is so that the gleaning in the foreign currency markets could be maximized. You follow me? You read of guys making 200, 300, 400 million bucks on what it results to, what, 4 hours, 8 hours of trades? That's pretty good wages. Oh, except one thing. It came at the pillage and plunder of their countrymen and taking their country under. What most people have got to understand about anybody that's in favor of the Trans-Pacific Partnership is they're traitors. What most people have to understand about those in favor of gun control, that they're your executioners. And by the way, all the ones that sat in on the, you know, love fest on the floor of Congress the other day, you know, all the Democrats, guess what? They all have carry permits. They all have weapons. Or as some of them said, who was a guy, Rangel? Only us people need to have guns. The other people have the police. Well, I guess the police aren't good enough for them, but they are good enough for guns? It's insanity. It's total tragedy. It is the self-destruct mechanism. And I know you've probably wondered this, Dave. People don't just get taken by surprise. Even God said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Do you think you and I would be invited to, well, you just got to love yourself more. You just got to realize your best life is now. You just got to realize that we just have a group hug, or like the Attorney General, love will conquer all. Well, it didn't work on the Nazis. By the way, Attila Hun didn't practice it. Genghis Khan didn't practice it. Kublai Khan and some of the dynasties in China that killed 30 to 40 million people. Most people aren't familiar with that history. Or the wars that have taken place in ancient history. A lot of people died. So the group hug never worked in history, you know? Well, I'm going to love you to pieces. Well, yeah, unfortunately, you're going to be hacked into pieces and probably sold in the meat markets or whatever army is hungry enough to sell human flesh. You know, I used to make statements like that, and I was called an extremist, okay? I was called a fear monger. I was called a fear porn purveyor. Blah, 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 blah. Until the meat of Christians started showing up in Syria. Until little children, four-year-old girls with their heart ripped out. Oh, I don't want to hear that. You're bloody quail. You're so bloody. And you're so bloody stupid, okay? People who live in the world of denial and absolutely will do anything and everything to attack anybody who says, hey, this is really going on. If the blind lead the blind, Jesus said, they both fall. But it's tough to basically say, read the handwriting on the wall when people put their hand up like horse blinders and start singing to themselves. Have you ever had, Dave, anybody do that? Talk to somebody, say, well, Mr. Hodges, what do you think? And you start to talk and they put their fingers in their ears and start to sing and run from
not
you?
Not that. I've had them turn to the side, hold their hand out letting me get too close, supposedly, and just say, oh, that's right, I forgot, you're one of those conspiracy theorists. Yeah, I've had that happen.
Well, yeah, when they run, though, from you, that's a pretty good sign, okay? You know, here's what I'm saying tonight. I hope people understand that the go button has been pressed. The go button is simply this. We've seen tests of communications being shut down throughout the country. EBT cards waiting some places 9 days. We've seen the disruption of the Baltic Dry Index. We've seen reports coming from all over the country of a lack of product, or maybe drugstore shelves with only one or two deep. Meanwhile, we get the stories from the truckers, and a lot of truckers listen to you, listen to me, they're dropping vast amounts of stuff off in the underground tunnels and underground military bases across the country in the superhighway. What most people don't recognize is there's an underground superhighway system that the truckers will talk to you about, even with elevators, and the thing is 400 yards wide. By the way, 400 yards wide is just about a quarter of a mile with 100-foot-tall tunnel ceilings and stuff, and red light, green light, go, and the whole way. And so, well, you think that the word zombie was a creation of Hollywood. It was really the implantation of the knowledge that there's going to come a time where everyone above ground will be treated like a zombie and everyone below ground will be those who inherit the earth. Well, I got news for them. It's the meek, not the weak. Meek means teachable. Meek does not mean weak. Obviously, Moses was the meekest man on the earth. I don't think Pharaoh, as he and his horsemen are drowning, was thinking, you know, Moses was really, I mean, people have got to learn the language, stick with the language. And I have more people concerned with the Mandela effect than their eternal salvation. I have more people concerned about a verse in the Bible or two, and they don't read further on into the book of Isaiah to see, yes, the lion does lay down with the lamb. It's not the wolf does first and then the lion with the lamb, and the nature of the beast. And what are we seeing now? We're seeing reports all over the world that the wild beasts are turning on people.
That's right. Steve, we got to go to break.
Bears. Okay.
So we're up against it. We're going to pick it up right here, folks. We'll be back with Steve Quayle. I don't know if I've been more entertained or informed, but we'll be back to explore both of those possibilities in hour number two, and I got some pointed questions for Steve.